I mean, education in most schools is still very Eurocentric. You know, Europe's at the center of the world, European progress. The West is what dictates the pulse of the rest of the world. Why is it that historically you get this impression? If you get the impression the way I do, that the West looks down on other cultures, where does that come from? Well, one possible answer is a philosopher called Auguste Comte. Now, Auguste Comte is a French sociologist who came up with a philosophy called positivism. Now, positivism doesn't mean positive, as in positive opposed to negative. It's quite a specific idea. And this is how it goes. Comte thought that society had evolved over time through three main phases. The first phase he called the theological phase. This was characterized by monotheism and was a period of history when society was predominantly religious. Religious laws and codes were sacrosanct, and there was little space for critical thinking, for questioning. He thought that this was a primitive, backward way of operating as a society. So society evolves to a second phase, which is called the metaphysical phase, which is when human beings effectively start to tie themselves out, or untie, I should say, the religious dogmatic laws that had held them back previously, and they start to look at systems of nature, cosmic forces, biological, chemical energy, as maybe what explains things. For him, the metaphysical age was a period of theism, but not structured religion. So if you look, for example, at the Romantic period, someone like William Blake, the fantastic poet and artist, he clearly had notions of a god, but he wasn't strictly Catholic or Protestant in his thinking. So for Kant, this was an evolution. This was better than a strictly religious society. But there was a third phase that societies needed to evolve to. Now, positivism is essentially an age of science, scientific inquiry, where the new god, if you like, the new law is science. It's no longer about mythology. It's no longer about superstitious inklings or a belief in the power of nature, but you understand the scientific origins and construction of the world around you. And for Comte, this was the best possible society. This was a superior society, and of course it was his own society, which is Western society, at the beginning of the 19th century. So at the core of this arrogance, this belief that one's culture is superior to another's, for Comte, is the notion that religion, that the spiritual world, is somehow inferior to a more scientific, materialist way of looking at the world. Was he right? Was he wrong? I'll let you decide. In any case, don't take for granted that any civilization, and I don't even know if we should use that word, civilization, any culture is superior to another.